From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. Justice Department releases a scathing report about Chicago's police. The report says that officers in Chicago violated the constitutional rights of residents for years, permitted racial bias against blacks, used excessive force, and even killed people who did not pose threats. In the report, following a year-long investigation, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Friday the problems in Chicago were due to systemic deficiencies and a lack of proper training.
Our investigation found that this pattern of practice is in no small part the result of severely deficient training procedures and accountability systems.
The Justice Department began investigating the nation's third largest police force in December of 2015 after the release of dashcam video showed a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times as he walked away while holding a small folded knife. The release of the video caused widespread outrage and cost the city's police commissioner his job. Japan's Takata Corporation has agreed to plead guilty to criminal wrongdoing and pay $1 billion in fines for concealing a defect in its airbags that caused the largest auto safety recall in the United States. Barbara McQuaid is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan.
Takata ignored that data and submitted false reports that concealed the truth about the condition of the inflators, and that created certainly great risk to the public.
Takata inflators, that is, were found to explode under high force, spewing shrapnel into automobile passenger compartments. At least 16 people were killed and dozens of others injured. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson says every precaution is being taken to make sure next Friday's inauguration of Donald Trump as president is safe and secure. In a briefing outside Washington, Johnson said, though no specific threat has been received, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to attend the inauguration. Johnson said special hard perimeters that allow only official vehicles have been set up in the light of truck attacks last year in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany.
This year in particular, the hard vehicle perimeter will be heavily fortified by trucks, dumpsters, buses, and the like, given the current threat environment.
Johnson also told reporters that 99 groups have planned demonstrations for that day, both for and against the president-elect. Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Michael Flynn, reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the day that President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters Friday that Flynn and the Russian ambassador communicated on December 28th and discussed setting up a call between Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin after Trump's inauguration. One day after the sanctions and the expulsions of dozens of Russian officials from the U.S., Vladimir Putin said he did not plan to retaliate. Trump, who has repeatedly praised Putin during his campaign, applauded the Russian president's decision. The Syrian army said Friday that Israel launched a missile strike on a Syrian military base near Damascus that caused a series of explosions. In a statement, the army accused Israel of aiding what it called terrorist groups in Syria with the bombing. The Syrian airport had been used as a base to fire rockets into rebel-held areas in the Damascus suburbs. The Israeli military did not release a comment about the reported attack. A senior U.S. defense official said Friday that Iraqi forces had captured the Nineveh Province Council building from the so-called Islamic State terror group in the battle for Mosul. Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense Elissa Slotkin called the capture both a symbolic and significant operational victory. Also Friday, Iraqi special forces stormed Mosul University, taking control of a neighborhood to the northeast, as well as some parts of the campus. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing down, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ up. European and Asian markets finished Friday's trading higher. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.